Well, USDA issued their final rule to modify the labeling provisions for muscle-cut commodities covered under the Mandatory Country of Origin Labeling Program. The final rule modifies the labeling provisions for muscle cuts covered under commodities to require the origin designations to include information about where each of the production steps, like where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered, all occurred, and removes the allowance for commingling of muscle cuts. The World Trade Organization had found that U.S. COOR requirements for certain meat commodities discriminated against Canadian and Mexican livestock imports and thus were inconsistent with the WTO agreement on technical barriers to trade. And in a statement made by National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Scott George, he said they are deeply disappointed with this short-sighted action by USDA, noting our largest trading partners have already said that these provisions will not bring the U.S. into compliance with our WTO obligations and will result in increased discrimination against imported products and, in turn, retaliatory tariffs or other authorized trade sanctions. Now, what exactly would a retaliatory tariff involve? Well, that's a question NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Colin Woodall answers.
A retaliatory tariff could take on several different forms. What we expect is there would be some percentage of tariff that's placed on U.S. beef and U.S. pork, but also other U.S. commodities. This is not just about our two products, beef and pork, when it comes to retaliation. When you go back and you look at the Mexican trucking issue from a couple of years ago, retaliation was placed on a whole number of products to try to really inflict a lot of pain on the U.S. economy. I think that Canada and Mexico will take the same approach with country of origin labeling.
Woodall said retaliation would result in taking money out of the pockets of U.S. producers.
Because right now, Canada and Mexico are two of our largest markets for the export of U.S. beef. We know that exports as a whole account for about $225 per marketed animal. So a good chunk of that is tied up with our access into Canada and Mexico. If that is restricted or we have tariffs placed on top of it, then yes, that has a direct impact on the price that we're going to see paid for cattle. And on top of that, it's going to just add even more consternation to an industry that continues to worry about drought, continues to worry about overregulation, and continues to be concerned about the lowest cattle herd we've had in years. The last thing we need is to start losing international access or have tariffs placed on our product.
The final rule is now in effect as notice of it was published in today's May 24th Federal Register. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.